في مثل هذا اليوم مساء في سنة 1684 للشهداء الموافق الثلاثاء الثاني من أبريل سنة 1968 لميلاد المسيح في عهد البابا كيريلوس السادس المية والسادس عشر من باباوات الإسكندرية بابا القديس، بدأت سيدتنا كلنا وفخر جنسنا مريم العذراء تتجلى في مناظر روحانية نورانية وعلى قباب الكنيسة المدشنة باسمها الطاهر في حدائق الزيتون من ضواحي مدينة القاهرة. This transfiguration continued in following nights in a manner that was never known in the East or the West. This transfiguration in some nights was as long as many hours without stop in front of tens of thousands of people from every race and religion, with everyone seeing her, pointing at her, and interceding to her with songs, hymns, tears, prayers, and hails. And she was looking to them in a compassionate way, raising her hand at times to bless them in all directions. أول من لاحظ هذا التجلي هم عمال النقل العام بشارات مومباي الذي تطل عليه الكنيسة. كان الوقت مساء، فرأى الغفير عبد العزيز علي المكلف بحراسة الجراج ليلا جسما نورانيا متألقا فوق القبة، فأخذ يصيح بصوت عالي: نور فوق القبة. ونادى على عمال الجراج فأقبلوا جميعا وشهدوا أنهم أبصروا نورا وهاجا فوق القبة الكبرى للكنيسة، وأحدقوا النظر فنظروا فتاة متشحة بثياب بيضاء جاثية فوق القبة وبجوار الصليب الذي يعلوها. لما كان الجدار القبة مستديرا وشديد الانحدار فقد تسمرت أقدامهم وهم يرقبون مصير الفتاة. مضت لحظات شاهدوا بعدها الفتاة الجاثية وقد وقفت فوق القبة، فارتفعت صيحاتهم إليها مخافة أن تسقط، وظنها بعضهم يائسة تعتزم الانتحار، فصرخوا لنجدتها وأبلغ بعضهم شرطة النجدة، فجاء رجالها على عجل وتجمع المارة من الرجال والنساء، وأخذ منظر الفتاة يزداد وضوحا واشتد ضياء، وظهرت الصورة واضحة لفتاة جميلة في غلالة من النور السماوي الأبيض تتشح برداء أبيض وتمسك في يدها بعضا من أغصان شجر الزيتون. وفجأة طار سرب من الحمام الأبيض الناصع البياض فوق رأسها. حينئذ أدركوا أن هذا المنظر روحاني سماوي، ولكي يقطعوا الشك باليقين سلطوا أضواء كاشفة على الدسور النورانية، فازدادت تألقا ووضوحا. ثم عمدوا إلى تحطيم المصابيح الكهربائية القائمة بالشارع القريبة من الكنيسة، فلم تختفي الصورة النورانية فأطفأوا المنطقة كلها، فبدت الفتاة في ضيائها السماوي وثوبها النوراني أكثر وضوحا، وأخذت تتحرك من داخل دائرة من النور يشع من جسمها إلى جميع الجهات المحيطة بها. عندئذ أيقن الجميع بأن الفتاة التي أمامهم هي دون شك مريم العذراء، فعلى التصفيق والصياح والتهليل حتى شق عنان السماء. هي العذراء، هي أم النور. ثم انطلقت الجموع تنشد وترتل وتصلي طوال الليل حتى صباح اليوم التالي. أبونا
since the night a pure virgin had transfigured in the different spiritual views in front of thousands and ten of thousands of masses, Egyptians and foreigners, Christians and non-Christians, men, women and children, spiritual beings formed like doves would appear before the during and after that transfiguration, zooming through the sky in a way raising the human from the materialistic to a heavenly atmosphere. This transfiguration was in different forms. One of the most significant ways this apparition took place was that The head of Saint Mary under the veil looking down as in the picture of the sad virgin, and she was looking toward the cross, and that view would stay like this at times, or slowly bow before the cross at other times. The cross itself will shine and illuminate also in it. It was made of concrete, and sometimes an angel would appear standing behind her spreading his wings. That view might stay as long as many hours. Another view was the view of the Mother of the Light standing as a great queen in a beautiful spiritual portrait radiating dignity, elegance, and beauty. On her head was a crown of a queen as if it were made of diamonds, and sometimes there appeared on the top of the crown a small luminous cross. And sometimes she appeared in the same way but carrying Christ. To him is the glory in the form of a child on her hand and on his head a crown. And at another time she raised her both hands as she was blessing the world, moving to the right, to the front, and to the left in a dignified way. Many spiritual signs appeared before, during, and after the apparition of the Virgin, the Mother of the Lord's Transfiguration. The appearance of tongues of the yellowish flame would flash over the church and then subside, and that repeated several times. Another form of the signs were the spiritual beings formed like doves, larger than the dove that we know, appear about midnight or after, flying in the middle of the darkness, illuminating in a fast speed, appeared suddenly from nowhere, and also disappeared suddenly. These spiritual beings appeared in a different formation and in varying numbers, a fact we should be aware of that visions do not fly during the night. Another sign was the shooting stars, which were constantly falling and were seen very close to the apparition on many occasions as if coming down to glorify her from heaven. Another sign was the fragrance of incense, the smoke of the incense powered out of the domes in the large quantities, substance resembling clouds, thick fog or smoke would roll in toward the church and completely cover the church. Also, the illuminated cloud that appeared over the domes of the church in large volume and often preceded the transfiguration of the Virgin, or at times that cloud slowly formed in the shape of the Virgin. Sometimes the apparition of the Virgin would appear from the clouds. This transfiguration and all the spiritual signs were a forerunner and announcement for serious or important events to come in the near and far future. Or it might be a spiritual gesture from heaven to indicate the Lord's caring for his church and his people and our country. May the mercy of God be upon us all. May the Lord keep his people and church in peace with the intercession of Our Lady and the pride of our race, the pure Virgin Saint Mary. Amen.
An eme viotne Oh.
Und wenn scheint sie so ein Christus.